phoneamommy.com. I know what you're saying, Tim. You've got to call this phone sex line. Look, I would love to. I'm not made of fucking money, though. And these things are expensive. And I've got bills. Oh, I'm just kidding. Of course I called. Of course another ta-da is in order. Now, a couple things. I don't necessarily know how to act during these phone sex conversations. I was assuming that I would have to try to pretend to be a baby, right? So I'm doing my best adult baby impression here. Also, I try to get the phone whore into a little light scat play. She's very reluctant to the idea, which was a total turnoff, right? Here we go. Enjoy.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
My name is Timmy.
Timmy? Why, Timmy, sweetheart?
Hi.
What are you doing tonight?
Nothing. Are you going to be my mommy?
I would love to be your mommy.
Yay!
Oh, how old is Timmy?
Three.
3 years old. Well, you're just a little fella, huh?
Uh-huh. Guess what? I can count to three, too.
Can you? Let me see. Let's see.
One, two...
So is that your cue? Come on, sweetheart.
I don't
know. How old is Timmy, remember?
I don't know.
Oh, sweetheart, come here.
I don't know. I don't want to know what it is. What's after two?
Three.
Oh.
You want me a nice bite, huh?
Mommy.
Yes, sweetheart.
My diapers are messy.
They are. Did you make a poopsie?
Uh-huh. And number two.
Oh. Number two. Well, we'll take care of that. Like to get that all cleaned up?
Uh-huh.
Let me get your plastic pants down.
It's still coming out.
Oh, we better wait then, huh?
Mm-hmm. Are you going to get some on your fingers?
It happens sometimes, doesn't it?
What does it smell like?
It smells like stinky poo.
You don't like it?
Oh, I don't mind it. That's what babies do.
Rub it on your lip and make it a mustache.
Oh, you don't want mommy to have a poopy mustache, do you?
Uh-huh.
Don't.
Yeah.
Are you done feeling your diaper, sweetheart?
Uh-huh. It's all for you. Now rub it
on
your lip. Rub the shit on your lip.
Excuse me?
Rub the shit on your lip.
Are you being serious right now?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm a little confused. I thought you were wanting a baby call.
I do. I want to see mommy put the shit on her lip.
Well, mommy's got to get your plastic pants down first, don't we?
Okay.
There you go. With the other side. Shoo-wee.
Stinky, huh?
Oh, you got a shoey diaper, don't you?
Uh-huh. Where's the dirty diaper?
It's right here. Mommy has to take it into the laundry room, doesn't she?
Well, you know what you have to do first.
No, Mommy's got to get you all cleaned up.
You gotta rub it on your lip.
Where's your little binky, sweetheart? Let me slide that in your mouth. Good stuff.
Poopy mustache! Rub the shit on your lip already, woman! Come on!
I'm a sucker for other people's pain. Pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lows.
Eat that poo-poo!
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
What the fuck is that?
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up!
Yes, everybody! Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Wednesday edition of Distorted View. Thank you so much for joining me. Have a good one today. Gotta say thanks to the love of my life, Sheryl Murkowski. Honey.
Oh, racy.
Indeed. Sheryl shot me off an email today. The headline, Mother Load of Retard Music. Right?
Oh, Nate. A listener sent me a track from one of these groups. and I stumbled across the charity that helps these unsavories make music.
I can't do her voice. It's very hard.
Honey.
So yeah, there are these like charities or groups or something that encourage the retards to make music and then record it and put it on the internet. For me, like, this was made for me in my program. All right, so the Shut Up and Listen radio show, apparently, is an exciting new program that promotes music made by learning disabled musicians from around the world. Now, here's the thing. I don't listen to music because I feel sorry for the artist. I listen to music that I like, that I think sounds good. I'm assuming that's why most people listen to the shit they listen to. I mean, you know, music created by the Window Lickers can't be good. So they're listening to either just out of a morbid curiosity or to make fun of them. And that's just cruel. I mean, that's why we're going to listen to it. That's why I'm going to play you some tracks. But you know, we're assholes. Let's take a listen to a couple of these songs from Shut Up and Listen. The first is called The Power of Game.
1, 2. A 1, 2, 3, 4.
Sounds drunk.
Power of games.
You're never gonna find anyone listening to this in their car, speeding down the road. You know what I mean? Are there words to this? I'm still not sure if there are words to this. Amy Winehouse's newest single. We've got to listen to a few more that may have just been a fluke. This next one could be excellent. It's called The Forests of the World. Doesn't it just sound retarded at the beginning? It sounds like retarded people are making music. Dang, dang, dang. Blang, blang, blang. Forest of the world! Trees in the night! This song could be about anything. I can't understand what this person is singing.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, there we go. All right, I guess they're announcing all of the musicians involved. Let's just listen to another song. This is the last one. Lunch and Chips.
3, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. This is some girl just barking, I think.
3, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Come on, really? Where's the barking girl at? I liked her. It was like Beeksa Muda. Bang, 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 bang. Bark, barky, bark, barky, bark. Barky, bark. Waiting for it to pick up here, but... Well, now, this just proves my theory. Retards can't make music because they're retarded. It's common sense, you know what I mean? Who thought this was going to sound good? God, and to post this crap online, I mean, it's great for me. Business is really booming here at Distorted View. But I don't know who else would listen to this. So there you go. Thank you very much, Cheryl Murkowski. Moving on now. I've got a video clip here of a girl who has a mouse in her ass and she shits it out. I'm talking about a computer mouse. There it comes.
That was such a juicy, vivid sound. One more time. Oh. But that's not all that comes out. My push.
Sorry.
You little turd. Pushing too hard. Look, you really should have stopped with the mouse. What else do you have up there? Bluetooth keyboard or something? Very impressive trick, though. I've got a U-tard update for you all. You remember Zachary Briggs, right? I love this guy. He was, he's toothless, a redneck, a virgin, looking to get into the porn business, so he posted a video on YouTube looking for work from porn directors. In one of his videos, he was giving shout-outs to people who emailed him, and he didn't realize that a lot of them were fake names, like Hugh Janus, Bendover, that type of thing. Well, he gets it now and wants to relay some new fun shout-outs.
Rape her butthole. Rape her butthole.
Yeah, very clever. Ray... her butthole.
Rape her butthole.
You know that's a Zachary Briggs original.
Alright. And the second shout out is the dude her from Sandusky, Ohio, which I didn't get, and so I just said his first name last time, and so his name is Her Beaver Stinks. Get it? Get it?
And then, he didn't get that one? Her Beaver Stinks.
And then I got this one shout out from, I'm not gonna tell you, but a special shout out goes to Mike Cunt. Mike Cunt, do we have a Mike Cunt out there? Fucking funny as all hell. Alright, and now.
Alright, thank you very much, Zachary Briggs. Golden as always. DB listener Welpman emailed me to let me know of a new website called Belchers.com. It's for the man who likes his women to be a little gassy. Here's some sample Belchers from Belchers.com and BustyBelchers.com. Jesus Christ. Very feminine.
I had to...
Wow.
Pull
that dress all the way off.
Whoa! Burping in each other's mouths.
Sorry.
Nice. For more, check out Belchers.com. Finally, before we get into the news, I've got some new heavy birtations for you.
Heavy birtation, I don't know what to say. Heavy birtation, shabba shabba cheeky shen. Heavy birtation, I don't know what to say. It's heavy birtation
Wednesday. It's supposed to be Thursday.
Thursday.
But today's Wednesday. Heavy birtation clips are where people just start speaking gibberish. Maybe they're having a stroke, some other sort of mental condition. This clip was sent in by DV listener Jennifer. I'm surprised I've never played it on the show, but it's from Charles Manson.
If I wanted to kill somebody, I'd take this book and beat you to death with it, and I wouldn't feel a thing.
Well, now that sounds sensible so far.
It'd be just like walking to the drugstore.
No gibberish.
Do you feel blame? Are you mad? Do you feel like Wolves Kebabs right Flanders? Get Flanders, Boots, Boots, Boots,
Boots, and that's heavy birtation. Jennifer also sent in a second heavy birtation clip. I think Corey played a part of this on his program. This is where a cop is pulling over a very... he's not even pulling over. She's in the middle of the street urinating. She's not in a car or anything. But he stops her to question.
Do you have any idea where you're at?
I'm on my own.
Wow. Was that English? Wow. Do you realize you are right smack in the middle of Waterloo Road?
At least she's a happy drunk.
Why don't you step over here so that these cars can get around you, okay, dear?
Do you have
an ID on you by any chance? You're going to have to start formulating some English words here to help me out, because I really have no idea what you got going on. What's your name?
Vonda.
I tell you, how about if you lean up against the car, because I think you're probably going to fall down again. Here, come up over here.
It doesn't take long for Vonda to start making the moves on our copper.
Well, you are a friendly girl, aren't you?
Yeah, pretty. Yeah.
You are friendly. I bet you're a lot of fun.
I love ya.
Well, good. I'd consider that a compliment if you weren't so intoxicated.
Trouble arises when he starts asking her for information.
What's your date of birth, dear?
5/23/66.
And okay. You have a phone number.
5/23/66.
Yeah,
that's a coincidence.
That's your date of birth. How about your phone number? Here, instead of winking at me, how about giving me some information? All right?
You're so pretty.
Let's say I want to call you tomorrow. What's your phone number?
5.
Now, focus. Phone number.
5/23/66.
Okay. She's probably one of the drunkest people I've come across.
I love his method of trying to get the number out of her. Say like I wanted to call you on the phone tomorrow. What number would I use? 5/23.
I want to find out how drunk you are.
I ain't drunk.
Oh, you are good and drunk.
I ain't drunk.
Oh, yeah. You want to have a seat in my car for a minute?
I'm angry.
All right, don't fall.
Okay. That's how you know someone is really drunk. When they agree to sit in the back of a police car. That sounds like a good idea.
All right, don't fall.
No okay. idea where they're at.
Here's the rules when you get in. Oh, whoa. All right, okay, hold on. Don't fall, don't touch anything, and don't puke. If you throw up in my car, all that flirting you did earlier is not going to do you any good.
Dunk a do-ball.
Yeah, that's probably that's the heavy rotation right there.
Dungle-doo-balls.
And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, I fucked up news right now.
Heavy rotation, I don't know what to say. Heavy rotation, shabba shabba shikishin. Heavy rotation, I don't know what to say. It's heavy rotation.
Well, no. Yes, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, please sign up right now. Help support the program. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and videocasts. Yesterday I did an extended show. It was like 16 minutes of additional stupidity. Tomorrow's program will be Sideshow exclusive as well. So you got to sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one is short, but it poses a very important question. Who keeps leaving bags of vomit at the Bed Bath & Beyond store? I want to know. The story comes from Radnor Township, Pennsylvania. Police are trying to figure out who left 2 bags of human vomit in the parking lot of a Delaware County shopping center. Crime of the century. Not a lot's going down in Radnor Township. This story really dominated the front page news for a week or so. The first bag was discovered on May 29th near a tree in the parking area of the Bed Bath & Beyond store on Lancaster Avenue. Another bag was found near the same location on June 5th. This didn't all just happen one day. The vomits have been spread out. In both cases, police say a biohazard medical waste container holding the vomit was inside a white trash bag. Investigators say the second bag weighed some 30 pounds! 30 pounds of vomit! What the fuck is going on in Pennsylvania? Pennsylvania. Police say there were identifying markers on the medical waste container, but they are not releasing those details at the time. The contents were properly disposed of. Investigators say the illegal disposal of biohazards is a threat to public safety. Or, you know, because dogs could walk up, you know, dogs love vomit. They could eat some, you know, rancid, bad vomit and get sick, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how that poses a threat to us. I guess maybe because if you're vomiting, something is wrong with you, and whatever virus you have could fester in that vomit for a while. I don't know. I have no idea. All right, second story we have for you today. We've got another baby in microwave story. Just a typical week here at Distorted View. The story comes from Sacramento, California. A California mother was arrested and charged with murder on Tuesday after police said she cooked her baby in a microwave. Now, how bad is it? What does it say about me that I'm not even shocked at these headlines anymore? Yeah, what? Another baby killed in the microwave? That's nice. I've heard it all before. Kay Yang, 29, was taken into custody 3 months after her week-old baby was found dead. Why 3 months after her baby was found dead? It was found dead in a microwave. How many possible suspects were there? They really take their time over there. Kay Yang, 29, was taken into custody 3 months after her week-old baby was found dead. Sacramento Police spokesman Sergeant Norm Leong said, "It took several months to determine the child's burns did indeed come from a microwave, using medical analysis and findings from 3 other U.S. cases. The baby's skin was bubbling, for Christ's sakes. It was cooked from the inside out.
Among them was a case from Dayton, Ohio, where a woman was convicted this year of baking her baby in a microwave. Yeah, it's very similar to this case, actually. And I've reported it on Distorted View, I'm sure. Where there's a baby in a microwave, Distorted View is there. Ting! Yes. Yang's baby was found dead at the family's residence on March 17th after a male relative called to report the incident. Child welfare workers have since removed Yang's three boys, who are all under the age of 7, from her home. To be fair, the 7-year-old would not fit in the microwave anymore. She's tried. He's safe. Sacramento police said they do not know what would have led to Yang allegedly putting her baby in the microwave. Allegedly? I thought we figured this one out. She was being held without bail in Sacramento County Jail. So there you go. And finally today, let's talk about how delicious horse semen is for a second. Apple-infused horse semen shots might not be an obvious chaser to spring rolls, but they are causing a stir at the Green Man Pub where they're being served. The shots are part of the Central Wellington Pub's entry in the nationwide 14th annual Beer and Wild Food Challenge. While the rest of the meal of seared Asian duck and pork and spring rolls sound delicious, it's the Hoi Hoi Tetia, or horse semen drink, which is on everyone's minds and on their tongues. Green Man Pub chef Jason Farley said the drink was proving most popular with women. They guzzle this shit down. Ladies thought it was great. A couple were going to go home and get their husbands to eat grass, he said. What? Oh, I see. Make their spunk taste a little better. Mr. Varley added that some women had their concerns, though. A couple of them were worried they might bear children with long faces. Cuckoo. Men have not been so keen on the concoction, though. The men were very standoffish, but a few have manned up and said it was palatable.
You are a faggot!
You're gargling with jizz. Of course people are going to say that about you. All right, where are we at here? Mr. Varley admits to trying the drink himself, which he said was okay and like custard. Staff member Carrie Henderson said most customers appreciate the drink was a tongue-in-cheek offering. The pub will only be serving the drink for the duration of the Beer and Wild Food Challenge, which runs for a month from June 3rd. So get your horse semen now. It's not the first time the drink has been served up, though. It has appeared on the menu at the Hokitika Wild Food Festival in the past. However, for restaurants, the delicacy does not come cheap, at a cost of $300 for 20 vials of semen. While assertions have been made about the possible health benefits of drinking semen due to the possibility of boosted testosterone levels, Green Man co-owner Steve Drummond has not had any repeat customers for the drink. I don't think anyone had a particular taste for it. No one's addicted to it, let's put it that way. Food standards manager Judy Barker said the horse semen would not pose any health issues. Provided that the product is sourced under the regulated system, it appears this practice poses no concern. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freak, speak to me loud and clear, please. This is where you would talk.
Hey, Tim, I have an interesting story for you.
No, right. I'll be the judge of that.
The song, the Indian song that goes, Jago, Jago.
Yeah.
I have an Indian friend, and I asked her to translate it for me, and she told me that Jago in her language means, like, wake up. And she says that her mom yells it at her, like, every morning to make her get up for school. So she's like, Jago, wake up! Jago, Jago!
Jago, Jago, Jago!
Wake up, wake up, wake up! God damn it! Pretty much what that's translated to.
Hey, Timmy, it's a Swiggy Lifetime member.
Hello.
Just an idea. You know how you were wondering about interviews or asking for suggestions? How about Madge Weinstein and Cheryl, all the three of you to be together? That'd be the trifecta of faggotum. That would be amazingly to sound.
I did call into one of their live shows, I think, a couple of years ago. But yeah, I haven't really done much with them. I should get them on the program.
Timothy Jameson from
Texas
calling in.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, I'm just listening to the Tuesday episode with the Gonzo Fantastic Tuesday, and I just realized that I hate the word cloaca so very much.
It's not a good word.
Anyway, Timmy, loving the shows.
You know, chickens have cloacas.
Hey, boo, I missed the videos, man. We're going to do another video.
They shit out, right? They everything comes out of there.
Hey, boo, I missed the videos, man. We're going to do another video. You said you're working out and taking care of yourself. I want to see the new you. You're a handsome-looking dude. You know what I want to do? I want to take my cock, nothing hard but heavy, and smash into your skull, especially the eye socket area, because I love you.
All right, well, let's set something up, then.
Comrade.
It's a soft penis, but it's heavy. Interesting.
Cornbread.
Weighty penis.
Cornbread. I'm going to make cornbread.
Uh-huh.
Cornbread. Cornbread. I'm going to make cornbread. Mix it in a bowl.
There was a blaxploitation movie.
But they have it so proud of gold.
Yeah, I know. Black people singing about cornbread. But there was a blaxploitation film called Cornbread, right?
In the heat of the night, hear the bump of the ball on the floor of the court, on the sides of the hall. He's cornbread.
Cornbread!
He's cornbread.
Cornbread!
American International presents Cornbread Earl and Me, the story of a young man with a talent.
Hey, superstar!
That's cornbread right there. All right, I'm not going to play the whole thing for you. Let's move on.
Hey, Tim. Hey, freaks. Florida Jew here. And I'm just saying, when people call into the voicemail line, Tim says to leave comments, questions, and queefs. Well, where are the queefs?
A couple girls have emailed or voicemailed in saying that they tried to do a queef. It's very hard to time it right, though.
Hey, Timmy Boo. Got a question for you. I know you were listening to some old episodes, and we were talking about that one of the retarded guys on that made-for-TV movie, you know.
Donut.
Yes, the Donut Man. Yes.
That guy. And you were like, oh my god, I hope this guy has gone on to do like multiple like great TV shows and movies and everything like that because of that performance.
Uh-huh.
Well, it turns out that's actually Courtney B. Vance. I know, very gay name. But he's actually the assistant district attorney on Law & Order Criminal Intent.
Really?
Yeah.
I only watch Special Victims Unit because I'm a pervert.
This is not for you. How about that? This is all you'd like to know. Later, Matt.
Well, the Donut Man's getting some work. Good for him.
Hello, Tim. This is Queer Prostitute calling. I did an adult video today. It wasn't the one I had mentioned before where I was going to be having sex with a Negro, but this time I had sex with a guy who was deaf. Stop it! It was a three-way scene, and one of the guys was not deaf, but one of them was deaf, and he kept making deaf guy getting fucked up the ass noises.
I want a link to some of your work. I want to see you in action.
Which Sir Roivus is making in the background for you.
If you have a link to the deaf porn, I would love that.
Anyway, I was worried I would not be able to bottom in this video because I took these laxatives the day before, so that I could lose some weight to get all nice and cut. And whereas it said fast overnight relief, in reality, I was just shitting from an hour after I took it to an hour before I did the video.
Oh,
anyway,
dangerous.
Just wanted to tell you about my weekend.
And the deaf guy didn't get shit dick? I applaud you.
Hey, Tim. It's Wes. Two real quick things. First, new website. It's awesome. Way to go. Second one is, who, to that girl who was talking about making herself gag with a dildo, where in Canada are you from? Because you sound fucking hot.
All right.
Say bye.
I love to hook up my listeners whenever I can.
Super 8 sucks. Save your money. Yeah, I got a better idea.
Really? I liked it. I thought it was okay.
Super 8
It had a very Steven Spielberg feel to it. Like, it was
Super
a good mixture
sucks.
Between Steven Spielberg and J.J. Abrams.
Save your money. Yeah, I got a better idea. Rent child porn and tape your parents' face over the kids' heads. So.
All right. Well, this guy did not like Super 8.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Jesse calling to say thank you because I have met a new boyfriend of mine. Well, a new boyfriend of mine. And, well, he is adorable. Basically, the twinkiest twinkie ever twinkle twink in Twinktown, which is new for me, but I'm okay with it.
All right, great.
And there's one thing that, like, caught on to me. Well, not caught on to me, but he said to me, he was like, oh, I have something kind of embarrassing to tell you. And I was like, oh, what is it? It can't be too bad. Well, I have a foot fetish. And I'm just like, I'm just sitting there thinking, is that a bad thing? And then I realized that I have been desensitized to all things sexual by you. And I wanted to thank you for giving me the strength to put up with his adorable foot fetish. Thank you, Timmy.
Glad. What does he like to do? Like suck on your feet and shit, or have you stick a toe in his ass? Either way, hot. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. It's, you know, God.
Dunk a Duval.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you are sideshow freaks, I will be back tomorrow for the Thursday program. Otherwise, I will see you back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Try new peanut butter eggs.